This is CliffCentral.com.
To be brutally honest, I had no intention of ever playing that song the whole way out. It's really just for the vibe, man. So that's I Ain't Sorry featuring Delez. I don't even know what song it is, but Delez is on there. And that's all that matters, I guess, right? Because with the North guy, things happen. And speaking of things happening, wow. Okay, so if it's streaming live, it's 11 o'clock South African time. And we've just switched time zones. Not time zones, time... What do you call it?
Slots.
Slots, there we go. We just switched time slots because, yes, when Lesotho's gone for 3 weeks, English goes out the window. But for what? In South Africa, our country. Is that right? South Africa, our country.
Can my mic please be switched on? Thank you very much.
Craig, like,
I mean, it's just...
I just forgot who I'm working with. So again, thank you for joining us. We've missed you guys a lot. I think the next couple of shows are going to be really heat. Today, we've got a pretty dope show. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got the full team here. Yes, that's right. Craig is done with his lavish lifestyle. And he's decided to grace us with his presence today. How lucky are we? Not only that, we got producer Job at the back, the voice of all voices. Yes! And of course, we got Candace. who's been firing shots at me all day today, so I'm going to get her back. So with that being said, welcome.
Urban Culture Drive.
So producer Job.
What's up?
Did I mess that up enough for you, that entire intro? That was the
no.
That was the biggest. Yeah, what?
That was your welcome back.
Ha!
Like, to the 11 o'clock new slot.
Buttons are everywhere. I'm not sure what's happening. I mean, Candace is here. She's a lot. Craig is here. I'm not cool enough to hang out with him. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you get to a new slot, right? It's all fumbly. It's like a new job, a new girlfriend, a new
car.
It switches off by the robots.
Yeah.
The new girlfriend is...
When you're on the hill.
Sex is tricky.
When you're on the hill.
Yeah, it's okay. Everything must just go wrong.
And by the way, this whole thing of switching off mics, I mean, don't do it, bro. Not with that
don't
hair.
Do it.
Not with that hair that you pass off as natural.
Oh.
Yes, Craig. Yeah.
There's too much spice in here today,
Craig? So honestly,
I had so much to tell. I was so excited to see Craig today.
I was like
waiting for it. I was,
you know,
like,
we
oh,
were
gonna
just
be
fine without you.
It's gonna be great.
We actually were.
We love you, but like, it's you're not necessary.
I
love you, Mapaga.
We only love him during strategic meetings.
Yes, yes. And when he comes up with
planning.
Ways to get money and shit, like, yeah.
Why are you?
And when he pays the bill. When he pays
the bill. That's like the most.
And talking about that, when last did Lesotho pay a bill?
Why it's again after this? No, please leave.
Why are you having my boy like this, though?
It's all good, guys. You
we're
know
playing.
How
we love him to death.
But you see, this is a family that loves you. It shows you hate.
Is
yes.
it true?
I mean, actually, always says the person that bullies you the most actually
the
likes
one
you.
The one that
likes you the most.
Exactly.
So is that why people have bad relationships?
Hey, what? No, it's too early. It's too early. It's way too
I'm
early.
I'm just saying, since y'all talking about love,
right?
And what's bullying? So naturally, you're supposed to be miserable with the person that you're with.
And it's going
to
be crazy because, I mean, you know, Job, who do we have on the show today? Because I mean, you're speaking about love and all that.
Some sexy, gorgeous lady.
A bad.
Chiano Sky.
Can I ask a really like random question? Is that a real name?
No, of really course it's not her.
No, that's a stage name.
That's a stage name.
Yeah, but
I was about to say, because that's a really cool name.
Yeah,
are you going to name your first dog that? Chiano Sky?
Hey.
Why? But why a dog? Why not a cat? Why not
Because I don't believe in having babies. So the next thing that I can associate a baby with is a dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that what gay people do anyway?
Mm. Mm-hmm. They have dogs.
Of course.
Because they are dogs.
Hey, what?
Hey, what? Careful.
That's so close. I don't know what
I don't know what to say to that.
I was going
to
say because...
BCCSA.
I was going to say, like, we don't like cats because buloyi.
True.
Right? And we're not about that life. So, I mean, listen, since I've been gone, listen, a lot of things have been going on.
Including you making money, we know.
A day is a long time.
That we haven't spent yet.
You know?
That we haven't spent yet. This is also true.
Okay. But anyway,
guys, her name is actually Chiano Sky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey!
Chiano Sky Kruger.
Wow.
And she just dropped the Kruger.
Can you say it?
But in Afrikaans, it's
Krier. Okay, so a quick round in like a second or less. Okay. Tell me what you guys have been up to, because I haven't seen you. We haven't been like full in the studio for a while. Let's have a less.
And in fact, yeah, because you guys have been hanging around with each other like the whole time. So you guys are cool. But like nobody cares. Like nobody called me to check up on me.
You call me when you demand things.
Exactly. You only call us when you need shit done now. Yeah.
All right.
And he'll call you at 9 p.m. Yeah, Candace, please go on this and then do.
So let's go first.
So, Job, isn't it interesting how I'm literally, and I mean, I've been doing a lot of reflecting, right? Because I'm that nigga that like reflects and stuff. Like I'm that draking all day.
Okay.
And I'm just saying that I call you guys, you know, when I need stuff, you know, because I'm checking up if you're okay and if you can do this type of stuff.
So that's what you've been up to, calling people for stuff. Okay, Candace next.
What have I been up to? Okay, so not much. Same. I did get signed to an agency, guys.
Okay.
Yay!
You're gonna be discovered.
And you know what the thing is? They came looking for me.
Oh my god.
So
word.
You can imagine my ego is knocked out the park. Like there's no space for my ego in the studio
now. It's almost up the sky with Channel Sky.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, Joe?
Exactly.
Yo, I've been gaining weight.
Oh my word. Ooh, you and Lissa have something in common.
That means you're making gang guap.
No, I'm just living my best life.
Okay.
I'm living
just
my
happiness.
Best life.
Getting happiness. High.
Yeah, guys, I ran into Job at Cabana on Friday night.
Lit.
SF. Lit.
Oh, so you guys are partying. You don't let us know.
Kidominant was there. Everyone was there. We're living our best lives, guys.
Oh yeah, and we chill with Kidominant.
Yeah.
Oh. The life we live now, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
look,
nice.
Look,
that's
it's another, we've transcended, Doug.
True. Now, I've just been living my best life.
Tell us about Cape Town. I know you want to.
And getting stuck in Cape Town.
All I know is that Craig was in Cape Town with really tall, dark, and savagely handsome men.
Absolutely. Yes. No, it's natural. I mean, I have to be associated.
And comes back.
Beauty can only associate with beauty, so.
Obvious.
Absolutely.
Comes back Sunday and chills with some gorgeously
beautiful
flames.
Hands. Yes, so that was quite stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, guys,
Craig, how come you didn't hook us up with like any of your friends?
Never.
What's
going on?
Number one, you call me only when you want something. Job, you have started gaining weight. Candace is always up and about. So what am I supposed to do?
If only there was a live stream, you would see the sexiness of this weight gain.
You're pretty popping.
Win a stock. Up for collection.
They deserve me. Not the other way around.
Your booty's popping though.
Yo, it's always been though.
It's been. Okay, cool.
Please go on.
No, that's exactly that. I've just been living my best life. Cape Town. But the funny thing is, these days, I've told myself that I don't plan for things anymore. So if I want to book a trip to wherever, I'll do it. If the guap is there, or the people are there, or the men are there, I'm absolutely there.
You
understand?
Did you hear that? All the men are there.
Absolutely. How are they? I mean, that's why we're young.
Exactly.
31 years young.
Young, wild,
guys,
and
I'm turning 31 in like 4 weeks. No, 8 weeks time, yeah, actually.
That's,
it's time to retire.
December.
Never.
Your birthday's coming up.
31st
of December.
Lock
that's true.
Lock up calendar wrapped up.
So before that, my birthday's coming up. So what am I getting? Because I've never gotten anything from you guys, like ever.
True. Except my love
booty.
And devoted attention.
You can have some booty.
Nah, it's all right.
I think it's finally time to cash in on Candace.
I'll give you some hot wings.
It's a lot.
I'll give you some hot wings.
You know what I think I'll get? I think what I'll get, Liz, is a very dope hat that I saw in some store called Deer Design.
It's like a snapback.
No, it's stunning. It's stunning. This is like, dope. It's over a grand, so you'll be lucky.
A pair of those Chelsea's would also do for him.
Yeah, a pair of Chelsea's, but no, I'm still sticking to the hat. I've never seen him in a hat, and I think this one is dope.
Like, what's going on, Craig? Like, petrol is 17 rand a litre, and then...
Craig is rich, guys.
I'm not rich.
I've been telling you guys, this nigga has money.
I starve myself. For clothes and holidays.
What nice life problems are those?
Yeah, you know, you lose the weight, skip dinner, wake up thinner.
Hey,
exactly.
Exactly.
Ooh,
live by. So listen, okay, so this is dope. We're chilling out with the crew. Shiana Sky should be coming in. She's rather late. This is the latest she's ever been. In fact, it's quite weird, right? Because only the rappers that ever come late.
Yeah.
Everybody else is usually on time.
But also, guys, have you seen Shiana Sky? She looks stunning. So that to make that up.
It doesn't just happen, you know?
It doesn't just happen, right?
Bake.
It's no excuse.
You know?
So we can't grill her, we'll forgive her a little bit.
It's no excuse.
But she'll walk in here, I bet you she'll be smelling of something expensive.
Hey, what?
100%.
And I saw that album, the upcoming album cover.
Right?
Do you see that booty?
Right?
Thank you.
Right? And I actually thought maybe it's just angles, but she does have like a firm booty.
It's like an actual thing.
So, hey.
Kruger!
Thank you very much. So from, I don't know, from hot booties to hot tracks, let's play this and hopefully she'll come in. And we can, I don't know, induct her in a proper way with her own stuff, yeah? Call That's Shiano Sky featuring K.O. I don't know, like clearly this chick has quite a bit of a vibe with her, man. This is her single featuring K.O. She has a single, did a while back with Muggs. Her latest big one with Kid X. I mean, that was hot.
Yeah.
And then, I don't
Mike's
know.
Still it's off, like, Mike's
it's
still
like,
off.
It's like... Switch off your mic. You know, Candace, when people come back from Cape Town and they think like they run this
they
country.
They think this is Cape Town.
They think this is Cape Town. This is the problem. they think that this is Jacaranda. They start with some random. I hated the song that we started with. Oh my gosh. Anyway, if you didn't know, you're chilling out with.
Yo, what's up? What's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Seth on Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace. And the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive.
Urban Culture Drive.
And it is the Urban Culture Drive. I'm so sorry. I didn't even get to tell you guys. If you want to interact with us, it's hashtag Urban Culture Drive everywhere on social media. And, and I think on the WhatsApp line, we haven't had a WhatsApp in a very long time, guys. You guys want to WhatsApp us directly, it's 079-748-2090. Only because we like you guys and want to hang out with you guys because you guys are really cool. And now that we have Craig's mic back up and he's
from
Cape Town.
Yeah, enough about that. But guys, did you see this clip where Zuma mispronounced an amount and they ask you, how much money was stolen at VBS? He goes, 1,507,100.
Guys, I said it before. Mzansi does not deserve the internet.
I'm telling you, it's so
they must be banned from the internet.
It is so quick.
Guys, Strat Africa must be banned from the internet.
Oh, I like that. Strat Africa.
Did you guys hear about the Dats and Go jokes that were going around yesterday?
Just context to that, right?
Yeah.
So I saw this. So some guy bought his chick a Dats and Go, and she was like, no, I don't want it.
Yeah, he actually surprised her at work with the car.
Wow.
And she's like,
I don't want it.
I don't want a Dats and Go.
Yo, guys,
such intense.
So that blew up on Twitter. Some were saying, no, she has a point. Like, who wants to drive a Dats and Go?
Can you afford
on
it?
On the other side, people were like, I would kill for a Dats and Go.
Exactly. Can you
Dats
afford
and Go
it?
Was getting free marketing and PR for
thank
their
you.
Car. So
yeah.
I think everyone wins.
And,
hey,
and
share,
also,
share.
And also,
oh my gosh, I'm a winner.
Come through. But you know what? I think there's a social pressure, right? Because I mean, I was at a gig. I called you. I was at a gig on Sunday. And the who's who were there, right? I'm starting to get why celebrities get so much backlash from society.
Yeah.
Because yes, it doesn't stick their nose up in the air.
Pressure. Absolutely. I mean, like, I'm feeling a lot of pressure by this Xander appliances. I must have one.
You must have a Xander appliances. So that happens during the weekend.
Yeah.
We come out here. Yo, like, producer job is doing his thing there with the... And I kind of get it now, but we can't blame society then for
absolutely.
Being so harsh.
Yeah, definitely.
Because as soon as you blow up, niggas come here and they stick their noses up and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, true.
And then obviously you come in Close Central, then you have a show and like, you book a guest, you know. And I think, you know, the problem with guests that hang out with a lot of rappers is that they equally come as late as rappers.
And taking selfies, of course.
And then they take selfies during the time.
Nonchalant.
I think these are the issues, man. When you're singing hooks, when you're...
You know?
This is a problem. We can't...
I can't even lie, bro. I'm not even lying. Like, I'm just like, I mean, does two songs with two rappers and all of a sudden I'm
like... You're a gangster. You're like, yo.
Rolling in. And I'm usually the one like being like, can you believe these guys?
Yes.
I've been here already for 2 hours.
I'd like to speak to the manager.
You know what I mean?
You sound like a chick from Benoni. You should have been like, oh my gosh, what's going on here?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh.
So we're hanging out with Shiano Sky, as we promised. And one, for the aesthetics.
Yeah.
And two, for the music that you're dropping. What's going on?
Thank you. Hey? So much is going on. Hey, I'm totally just stretching myself as an artist, making music.
Yeah.
Collaborating, learning as much as I can from like so many artists. Just trying to bring out good stuff in this industry.
Because you've been in the studio quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. We know the album's coming out next year, but we'll get to that. For now, I mean, let's just start at the beginning. So the beginning of the show, we had like a huge debate, right?
Oh gosh.
And I looked like an idiot because I asked a question, is Shiano Sky her actual name?
Yeah.
Because that It just it sounds a it sounds a little too perfect. Yeah. It sounds a little too stagey. It's like,
I know, it just works beautifully now, right?
Because you can't be like, you can't be like a Shiano Sky and be like and work in call center. You can't.
You know, like, absolutely. Hi, this is Shiano Sky.
Yeah, hi. Or you can't be a lecturer saying I'm Shiano Sky.
Yeah, like, can I take your order, please?
Like, you're through to the accounts department. I can help you. I'm Shiano Sky.
I guess, obviously I had a hard time in high school. Let's just be real.
Really? Yeah. True for your
they used to call
name?
Me like piano.
Wow, naturally.
And cappuccino. And my teacher called me Chinaman.
Oh.
In like front of the whole school one day and like in the hall. And was like, can Chinaman please come to the stage, please? And I was like, no. So, you know, I did have my moments.
What a bunch of uncultured brats. Right? I mean, like, it's Shiano, you bunch of losers.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to be a rock star.
Right. What's wrong with you guys?
You just
wait.
You just wait.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah.
Mm. So, did your parents ever give you like a background to where that name came from? And is it like a barrel in the center? Or
No.
Two separate.
It's my full name. It's in my ID.
Yeah.
It's there, guys.
Crazy.
My mom had a friend called Luciano.
Okay.
And then she liked Ciano, which is from Italia.
Yeah.
Italia.
Italian.
It's Italian.
It's fine. This is South Africa.
Everyone's like, oh, Italia.
You see what happens when you start hanging out with Dakis? Even the English girls, you must stop it. You must stop
it. I'm losing everything. Like, I'm going. Okay. And then she really, like, my mom says she's very, like, arty. I'm a love child. Okay. So she's like, the sky is the limit. And anything was possible with my baby girl. Like, she goes, you know, one of those mothers that, like, cheat you, like, but then she told me that if it wasn't going to be Shiano Sky, I was going to be called Blue.
Oh.
Which would have worked too, I think.
I would have been a Blue crew guy. It would be like, Blue has just walked into the studio next to Yellow and her friend Purple.
So listen, Shiano, right? Now that you've come into, I don't know, I think you've been like indoctrinated into like black culture and black. If there's a black Twitter, she'd be like that white chick that comes in and won't accept her. It would be like that. Because the English is gone. We don't know if it's Italian or Italian anymore.
You know?
Guys, I can't even lie. Like, it's in my blood.
it's done. So just break it down for us real quick, right? So same, but different.
Yeah.
Break it down for me real quick before I really ruin this and I try to explain what I think this is.
Okay, so same but different is the title of my album.
Yeah.
And
coming out in 2019?
Yeah, it's coming out in 2019.
Yeah.
And for me, it's just going to be like, obviously, you know, I'm 25. I'm still understanding myself as a person, but also as a musician. You know what I mean? I don't feel like it all just happens figure it out, you know, and I'm someone who just loves music as a whole. So there's so many genres that I feel like I can lean into and actually enjoy myself and relate to very much, you know. So same with different. It's like, it's still me. I'm still the same person. I'm still the same girl you remember, or the girl you grew up with, or the girl that you
China
love.
Man.
Or, you know, but I'm piano. But I'm also changing and I'm experimenting and I'm stretching myself and I'm going into territories that I don't really know that well, but makes me feel a certain way and makes me feel good and excited. So I would say, like, that's where it's like same but different. You know what I mean? I'm still I'm trying new things and I'm excited that I'm doing that. It's all I ever want to do is just kind of learn new things and stretch myself and
do music.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a one person that you know, when I listen to your music and the stuff that you're doing, right, and I look at the guys that you hang out with, obviously it's the guys from Rap Life and all those guys, it takes me back to
Rap Life. Oh, just by the way,
Now
that we're on the topic of Rap Life, Kid X hit me up last night that Auntie has got 2 nominations at the SA Hip Hop Awards.
Look at you!
Face Color, Song of the Year. So I was pretty stoked.
I'm not gonna lie though, that was a huge track. But you also gotta be kind of ballsy, right, to do that track? Because when you had the TK vocals, and obviously you jumped on there on the lyrics.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, hey, do you know that song is a national key point?
Yeah.
I know, that's like in our history. It's written in the.
It's written in our history. Like if you're gonna do a remix of that track, you better to step up that stuff. So I'm just.
Thank you.
Props for that.
It was nerve-wracking, I can't lie, but I just knew I had to, like, I just wanted to do it justice.
Yeah.
Put my own little spin on it, you know what I mean? And yeah, that happened pretty quickly. It was like one Friday, getting a call, they have a track, they want me on it. And then Saturday, it's like, okay, we need you to come in now.
And do it.
Oh, wow.
And do the track. And then it's so funny. It's even... we're working with microbeats in the song, and then that's actually the first time I started drinking Zamalek. Okay, worked on auntie. Now I drink black label black beer. Okay, my dad's at home probably go, yes, girl. And then after we recorded auntie, Marco was playing around with beats, and it was like probably 3 a.m. and then this is the birth of paradise.
Wow.
And we now. Yes. And that's how we started writing. I just started writing this whole vibe that I fought for it, and that's kind of like 2 songs one night. Sometimes when the energy is good and the vibe's good, and rap life's so real, it's so cool. I love them as like how they support each other and their family values, and that they're just like, they're real people. They're here for the right things. Mm-hmm. They talk about the right things in the music.
They focus. They focus.
Yeah. Yes, you know. So I'm
excited. Did that relationship come about with you and rap life? How did you guys get together initially?
But I think
I have an idea. I feel like Shiano's got walked past. They were like, damn. Yeah. They're like, what?
Her booty got bass. You know, let's get in the studio.
They're like, what?
And we were actually just discussing your booty. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all seen the picture.
It's a talking point. It's a talking point, girl. Well done.
It's all real. It's all here.
Yeah. It's real, right?
Of course it's real.
No Kardashian up here.
No Dr. Miami in here.
No,
as soon as we get serious, like everything goes haywire. I'm so sorry. Please answer the question.
Yeah, someone's like, booty. Booty is a trigger word up in here. Don't say booty, you know. How it kind of came about, yeah. I'd say is...
The initial relationship.
I would say, obviously, you know, Sony, I kind of all bank under, you know, we go for Sony for different things. And then they obviously contacted Sony to contact me for the track. And then I kind of, they came in on that Friday night at the Sony studios. So just to catch our vibe, like just so we could see if
so
we could even...
That was the first time even meeting.
Yes,
the
meeting. They were just, they would I mean, they worked similar to me. It's like, you want to get in the studio, you want to understand this artist vibe.
Yeah.
The energy, can you click with them? You know what I mean? Obviously, he has big plans for his album and he wants to know if he can jam with this person that he's going to be working with. Mm. And then, yeah, we sat and we drank beer. We chilled out at the studio. And then next day, they called me up to come in. And I think ever since then, it's been amazing. You know, that's how I met Makwa. Okay. I think I just totally worked with their energy and how they like their approach to music and their approach to working and what they stand for. And then I met Makwa. Makwa's crazy. I love him.
Makwa beats.
But he's so talented. And Nota, you know, everyone there. It's
the
just,
whole crew.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and then I was coming to the studio often after that. Me and Makwa did some tracks. Obviously, he produced Paradise.
This is a long Paradise.
And two other tracks on my album.
Yeah.
And then obviously Quest is a darling. So then I got him. Also, I met him there at Rap Love Studios. And I was like, well, I got a song.
That's
I want
Diamond
you to
gold,
like,
right?
Yes, Diamonds and Golite. Yeah. So tell me, this is how it happened.
So hanging out with the guys, right? And obviously when we analyze the music industry, right, holistically, and I don't know, Craig, if you'll agree with me here, is that there's really beautiful collaborations when guys collaborate together or the females collaborate with the guys, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's the guys from Family Tree, whether it's the guys from Rap Life, whatever. Anyway. So this collaboration is cool, right? Because a couple of months back now, right, we had Tupsy, who came in, who's also pretty close to the Rap Life guys.
Yeah.
And I also, quite point blank, I'm like, why is it that the collaborations always work best with the guys, right? But you never really see a lot of the females collaborating together. And her answer was very interesting, and I want to know if you agree with it or not.
Okay.
So, full stop, she was just like, the guys work harder. And then she just left it there. She's like, if you really want to be serious, you work with the guys, because the guys work harder and they make things happen.
They push, eh?
They push. Whereas when you do with the females, is just a lot of
even
other dynamics.
Police, they push.
Yes, dude. Sometimes you're like, is he really going to get up on stage after all of those?
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, I'm there, you know, I'm like, is he, you shouldn't do it. Gets up, kills it. Okay, you know what I mean?
Drops mics.
Exactly.
Unless you're empty, of course.
Oh.
Moving swiftly along.
Swiftly along.
Keep it moving.
I do agree to some point. You know, they do work harder. They're pushing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I also think maybe she could be saying that because there are a lot of rappers and good rappers in the game here. You know what I mean? So you do kind of have to push harder, even though, and we've got like a separate push. We got a push to be like out there, not yeah, that there's yeah. so many of us, yeah, you know what I'm yeah. saying? So she could, I totally agree with her, but I also think for me, I guess it always just comes down to the song.
Yeah.
You know, like for me, when I write music, I hear the song and I'm like, this person is the great fit. And I don't think I've really heard a song yet where I'm like, this girl is the right fit with me. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. I hate to say this, and I'm not going to say this in particular, and I might, but I really think like chick rappers in the game are just shouting. They just shout.
Hey,
yeah, I'm on camera saying that.
You heard it first on the Urban Culture Drive.
Oh my God. No, I'm not saying anyone in particular. I'm not saying names, but for me, that's like something that I don't, that's a little like, for me, it's just, I don't put it to the
Where is this pointy?
I was about that's no, a really no, good
no,
question.
No, no one speaks no, to Fred. No, no, it's general.
No.
I get it though. I get
you know
it.
What I mean?
Get it.
So also like, for me, I don't know. I guess that's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for the right song. Let's leave it there.
Talking about hard work, Chiano, you've been in the industry for like 2012, 2011?
Yes.
You've released a number of albums.
Yeah.
About three.
You know? How has that been, the reception? Where have you gotten love from mostly? Is it from your home country, outside? Like, how's your journey been from then until now? Because it seems to be like the last 2 years have really been the big blow up versus prior.
You make sense. I think in all aspects of SA and in this industry, there's like a whole bunch of different hypes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And with my first album, Hungry, when I released it in 2012. Mm-hmm. I was only 18, and I think people were just like, haven't heard like a sound like this exactly. before. And people, mm-hmm. then so many people got excited. Maybe not a lot of people in the audience from the urban space mm-hmm. or whatever, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. maybe that really wasn't the kind of the music where it was targeted, you know what I'm saying? And I got like a lot of love, and from like all kinds of people of all ages, and people really resonated with a lot of my music then. And I was like so surprised. I was like, wow, you know, this is not why I was kind of making the music. And so it was a total shock to me, and I was totally happy and just wow. And then Inferno came. And you know what, as I said, you know, I think a lot of people forget that, like, we're human and, like, you go through ups and downs and things happen in your world mm-hmm. and you need to discover a lot of things about yourself as a person and, like, your purpose and your destiny, and you get hit with a lot of, like, waves. I think that we all go through, love, you know, you get distracted mm-hmm. And I don't ever just want to make music for the sake of like keep on trying to be relevant, you know.
Yeah.
Like what I'm writing about is because I'm in it 100%, you know, and I don't want to be putting out stuff if I'm not in it or I'm mm-hmm. not going to push, because you have to push in this industry and you have to stand by your stuff, you know what I mean? So I released Inferno, which was a really amazing, like, kind of disco-infused independent project. Mm-hmm. And I really was, for a long time, thought I was Donna Summer. Okay.
Yes.
I was just like, whoa, bring the sequence. I was in this vibe. And I was committed. And I really loved the songs that I wrote. There's a few songs that are my favorite songs in that album. So that was a different journey for me, and I think also still saw a different side to me. Maybe it didn't do as well as I'd hoped, but I was still proud of the music.
Yeah.
And then when Hurricane, yes. So I just got signed to Sony, and then I like brought out my EP Hurricane. And that was kind of like where I started making the transition into going like dabbing a little into the
urban space.
Yeah. The urban like kind of like space. And I was like, I've always loved old school hip hop. I'm actually very soulful. My favorite music is like 60s, 70s. That's what I'm listening to at home. That's in my car. That's like what I resonate with really a lot. So it was like it's always been within me, and I was like, now it's time to kind of experiment and go into this place and the side, and Auntie made that transition happen so nicely for me. And by then I was already writing music for Same Same But Different. So it just all made sense, you know. And now I'm just excited to kind of win the hearts of everybody. Everywhere, you know what I mean? Not discriminating. I want
The whole thing.
I'm coming for every. I want the whole thing. The whole thing. You know, so I don't even know. I mean, what could be next after this? I also love jazz music. I want to release an original standard jazz album.
Actually, you should do that. Yeah. Because your song, you played now, sinking into
yes.
Fucking beautiful.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Thank you so much. It's almost like she's it's like a multitude of people in one person, right?
Yeah, split personality.
Because you hear the music.
Are you
and
calling
then you
me
see
crazy?
Her.
You straight up saying I'm a psycho.
Crazy is normal. You do know that, right?
I was gonna say you and Candace, same WhatsApp group, same.
Exactly. All my personalities in one. I think I'm a very versatile artist. As I said, I love music as a whole.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll just hear like something and it just like brings something out of me. I think another artist, I'm not comparing myself to her, and she, I mean, she's crazy amazing. It's like someone like this, would I say, it's like a Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She does so many genres. She does so many things. She's interested in so many things. So many things excite her as an artist. Yeah, and I feel like, I feel like I'm similar like that. Like, I just get excited by different genres, different beats, and it doesn't really matter. That's why so many people can come to me like, can we work together? And it's not like I'm only stuck. I'm like, cool, let's hear the song. Like, let's do it. I don't care how many stars you have next to your name. If it's a great song and you're doing the things on it, then I'm keen to work with you and make good music.
Which person
would you
not want to work with?
Yeah, who's whack as shit? Yeah.
The ones that shout. Whack as shit. The ones that shout.
Do not do list.
Yeah,
not your to do list, your do not do list. Who's on that list?
I could make out, guys, I never say this.
Yeah. Okay, let's do internationally then, because they can't come for you then.
You never know.
Internationally.
It's true.
Who do you think is Papa shit?
Internationally, who? Yeah, just give us two names.
Two names. You okay, I ain't a fan of Nicki. I'm saying it right
okay.
now.
Okay. And Nicki is one of our number one fans. So Nicki
Cardi. Cardi. I'd rather choose Cardi B. Like any day. I don't deal with the demon voice.
What about Jason Derulo?
Jason. I know in the beginning. Jason Derulo. Just like. Oh my word! Yeah, definitely not.
Like Jason. Jason is such a loser,
right? He, and like,
he's literally such a loser.
He's a successful
cheesy
loser,
I think. He's
yeah, he's cheesy, he's corny.
Listen to that song.
Yes.
Okay. Right after this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tell me what you think. I know why she wouldn't work with those guys.
Yeah.
Listen to that song.
And before we go there, because you're not going to get off that easily, give us one name, South African, you'd never work with.
Yeah, go for it.
You want me to die. Yeah, I'm going to get shot 9 times when I walk out.
Oh, wow.
He said, like, all of a sudden, cars just pull up, bruh. And it's just like, what'd you say on the radio?
Oh, gosh, fam. You put a rap life, fam. You put a rap life. This is not a game.
That's immediate street cred, honey. Come through.
Okay, you know, let's make it diplomatically correct, right? Let's just say, which artist do you think your sound and their sound just don't
would
mix?
Never mix?
Yeah.
There we go. That's a nice way of putting it.
Guys, what kind of question is this?
That's a really good question.
It's tough though, right?
What is that? Competition? I don't see.
What's that?
I feel like You guys already heard my comment earlier about...
No, but we never ever let anyone off the hook. So you're going to have to throw a name at us.
You know what?
Can you ask me another question?
No. We'll be very nice to you. Name
drop we'll be asking you many psycho questions.
We'll be very nice to you. I think let's go to the track. We'll go to the track.
Okay.
We'll give you enough time to call PR, just like, you know, call your guys, see how you can find a name.
Some damage control.
Maybe you write the name backwards.
Then we'll be back on your case.
Babes.
Hey, sleep song.
Cool. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's his name? Because for music like this to happen, clearly.
Yeah.
You need to go through the utmost.
Name is Claudio.
Wow, okay, Claudio. Okay. Catch your sub, fam.
We'll catch you outside with Rap Life, fam. We'll catch you outside with Rap Life. So listen, speaking of gangster things, oh, can't get over the song. And putting people on the spot. Clearly you know how we do things now on this show.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
here
there's no safe spaces. So without further ado, hey Craig!
Urban Culture Drive.
Now everybody knows me as that guy that's extremely strange at academia and everything. Yeah. You know, all about this whole PhD and researching and everything. But today I'm just gonna tone it down, like, you know, I'm with my girl Tiana Scott. Yes. How you doing, baby? You look so stunning.
Thank you.
So you're from Bombella, a whole Nelspruit.
Oh. I know, but I feel like I'm part of so many places. I was just like born there.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Like, guys, you know,
that's it.
I've been on interviews and then they've like asked me like 10 things about Nelspruit. And like, and I'm like, guys,
I don't know anything.
The producer had to stand behind there and tell me the answer so I didn't look like an idiot that doesn't know anything about Nelspruit, even though I was just born there. I wasn't raised.
Okay, so this is Craig's Sexy Segment. It's just Now You Know, just to get to know you a little bit better so that your fans out there hopefully not dye their hair blonde.
Yeah, I know.
Talking
I
about
love the
that,
blonde look, actually.
It's stunning. It's stunning. It's just not stunning on everyone.
True. I mean,
you had an interview with Glamour and you spoke about never cutting your own fringe. What happened there?
Okay, so obviously when I just started, I had like my bangs and everything. Mm. And I used to, when it got too long in front of my eyes, I'd like try and cut it at home. And then you end up cutting like the one time I cut it, the one side too short.
Gosh.
And then you're trying to even it out, but then it started getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I had this like little, like a Deantford fringe, if you know what
I
mean.
Oh, yes, yes.
It
was a disaster.
It was a disaster, and that's why I was like encouraging everyone to ever cut your own bangs.
Don't do it.
Yeah, because it doesn't bang after you. I can say you bang it, but then it's like, no, that sounds wrong.
And talking about disasters, any stage disasters that happened to you? What happened?
Stage disasters. I would say so we know when they pull the two stages together, they build it together.
Okay.
And I fell through the middle. Like my one leg. So I had to like do a down crutch, like one leg stuck kind of thing. Something. And then the guys on the stage came and helped me out. But you know, you kept singing. And then I think when I opened up for Justin Bieber.
Mm. Oh, wow. Hey. Dropping big names.
Yeah, like when he was here on his essay tour, his first one.
Flex.
I was wearing these pants and they started unzipping on stage.
Okay. Opening up right for Justin Bieber.
Like, yeah, I was opening up for Justin Bieber.
I see you.
And I was like trying to pull it up and I actually spoke to the crowd going like, my pants is coming down right now.
Big booty problems.
Yeah.
Let's just say I have my hand on my hip for like a long time.
When I see you, I feel like me and you would like do well in Cape Town, somewhere very nice, you know, beach waves and everything. So tell me,
with my bestie,
you know what I mean? But tell me, if you had to have McDonald's for a week or have green food for the whole week, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But like if you have both of them, you have to suffer the consequences. What would you do? Like McDonald's for a week, never worry about anything, but you suffer the consequences.
Which one? So I'm confused. So I have to pick one.
Yeah, you have to pick one for a week.
Am I gonna lie? I just eat whatever I like.
See.
And I'm gonna go with a Cajun chicken burger. Slam dunk.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, I was visiting my dad like recently. He lives in Plattenburg Bay, and I was telling him about this Cajun chicken burger now.
Yeah.
And he was like, Shana, your eyes just went bing when he said it. He was like, I've never seen that look on your face when you're talking about that burger, girl. I was like, Dad, I'm like getting cravings.
It's good for the booty.
All right. So other than Candace, who else is your girl crush?
Yeah, other than Candace, because that was obvious.
Stop. Besides me.
I mean, she's hot. She looks hot in purple.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You know what purple means, right?
Yeah, I know.
Royalty.
I know. I mean.
Royalty.
Absolutely.
Get your minds out the gutters.
I would say, okay, girl crush. I actually love Shoma Josie. She's so hot.
What?
She's just hot in her nose. Like just like her, and she's like so natural as well.
Yeah.
Oh, she's just gorgeous. You know what I mean? Like she's just in it. I'm just like there for her.
In there like swimwear.
And if you had to travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and who would you go with?
where would I go? I'm actually a jungle freak. I would love to go to like Indonesia or like the Amazon.
Bali vibes.
You know what I mean? Mm. And like, yeah, you know, that whole like thick jungle in my face. You know,
anaconda vibes.
Yes,
almost naked all the time.
Who would I go with?
Don't say Claudia.
So clearly you're not seeing anyone special.
Well,
are
no,
you?
I'm not. Not seeing anybody right
now.
Let's throw bones.
I don't have time.
Throw your bones.
You need to throw all the bones here. We'll go to my son Goma, get all the bones and throw all of them.
To her.
Yeah.
To her. All right. On your head. Okay, obviously, you'll take Candace, I'm guessing.
I would take Candace. Yeah. I would take Candace. Oh, Frank Ocean. I don't know.
Hey, okay. I can't compete with the man, so it's cool.
Absolutely. But thank you so much for that segment. Thank you so much, Candace.
Thank you
guys.
So much.
Let's go
thank
to Candace.
It's not over.
It's not over.
Oh, no, Candace.
This is where we're going to erode your morals, and I want to see what you're all about.
Guys,
and it gets kind of crazy.
You really, like, hurt us, and then we leave out here not knowing, like,
what happened.
I'm going to call my mom after this.
You're going to drink, like, a case of Zamalek after this.
Yeah, okay, or Mampur.
This is probably now with the sting.
Urban Culture Drive.
So, Shiano, this segment is called Death is Not an Option, because literally death is not an option. I will pose a question to you as a statement. It is what it is, right? So there's no working your way around the scenario. So you're going to tell me which one you'd rather, right? And
okay.
Death is not an option. Okay.
Yo,
there's
I
no getting out of
something
this.
Totally different when you... I did not hear death the same. Let's go.
I'll start with you, Shiano. Okay. Would you rather have sex with Questa or Kid X?
You guys are hectic, eh?
Right into it.
Oh
right
my God.
Into it.
Well,
I did not see that one coming. That was impressive.
I didn't
see that one coming.
This one is a
can I have one on Saturday and one on Sunday?
Hey, what?
You gotta pick one.
Oh, wow.
Pick. Look, that, whatever floats your boat. I guess you'll.
You have to pick one. Kid X.
Got it.
I like a little. I like meat, guys. I like fat. Like.
Okay.
Hey. All right.
Okay.
Let's see how you're up for stage.
Chill.
Yes, love
Joe,
it. Yeah, well, yes.
Would you rather be a homewrecker or be homewrecked?
Homewrecker.
Yeah, that
typical.
Was
typical.
That was easy.
Craigo sexy.
Yes.
Sex scandal with a male prostitute from Hillbro or La Cizwe?
Sex scandal with a male prostitute. I know he'll be hot.
Let's say Homapanga.
Talk to me.
Would you rather come across your grandparents' sex tape or have them come across yours?
Obviously, it's kind of theirs, right?
No. I think mine will be a great performance.
Okay.
This
Whoa.
One's easier, sure. No. Would you rather meet the love of your life knowing that they'll die in a year or never meet them at all?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Candace, you are the devil's advocate.
Yo. Well, really
Bob's won't meet them. Probably meet them.
And enjoy like a year, right?
Yeah, and enjoy the year.
I mean, it is what it is. Take pictures.
I mean, how much sex can we have in a year?
You can have a ton of sex, honey.
What?
Job, would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with the person you hate the most?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sure.
Because that's like no company. Yo, that's
heavy,
a good one.
That's heavy. That's
no,
heavy.
Actually. With the person I hate.
So then you can kill him.
Because you're going to be drawing faces on coconuts.
So you can kill him and eat him. Eh?
Torture.
Prego sexy.
Yes.
Would you rather have no one to show up for your wedding or your funeral?
Yo.
Okay, I think my funeral, because funerals are depressing.
Yeah, but also
But then everyone's like, okay, yeah, he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you won't be there to experience it, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Panga. Fine.
Please be nice.
Panga. Would you rather pay for sex or get paid for it?
Guys, listen, petrol is 17 rand a litre, right? Please pay me. Just pay me. Like, let's just do this thing. You pay me, it'll be great.
Really?
It's a win-win situation.
So you'd rather get paid for it?
Okay, I'll pay. Only if you, like, do 360, eh? Like, wrong.
But guys, I want to wrap it up. Yeah. I want to wrap it up.
I've got a list. Okay.
I want to wrap it up with a bonus question.
Yeah.
Shiano Sky, this one is for you. Would you rather get back with Claudio or collaborate with Boity Tulo?
Hey! Boy.
I'd obviously rather collaborate with Boity. I honestly think
it's
her first song. I think her first song is catchy.
It is.
And I'm there for it. I think it was a good first drop. You know what I mean? But
was there,
I wish her luck. You know what I mean? I know where there's hate here. Yo, it's like.
Shiano, nice save, nice save.
You're such a superstar. I'll tell you this much. Well done.
You are so much fun.
For getting through that.
We're going for drinks later, guys.
Yeah. Zamalek.
Yo.
Zamalek.
So yeah. Listen, give us some quick highlights. So we know that the album's coming out next year, first quarter.
It's banging. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's great. There's going to be a lot of different sounds over there. We got some mellow stuff from you. We've got some really dope stuff with some really dope rappers. We're going to play some really dope stuff over here. Anything else we should know between now and 31st of December, which is Craig's birthday?
Really?
Yeah.
31st.
And crazy. I'm turning 31.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of gigs. I got some gigs in Limpopo and Cape Town.
We'll be there because now we're your groupies. It's official.
We're on charge now.
So, like, I guess, but I'll keep everyone in the loop on my socials at Shiana Sky, at Chichilingo on Instagram. And yeah, that's kind of where I keep everyone informed. Obviously, you're going to be at the Hip Hop Award scene if we win, also coming up. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of things. I'm also trying to, like, I'm working on a solo exhibition on an art space. I'm also an artist, so
that is fantastic.
So there's a bunch of vibes coming out. I'm excited.
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. Sure. So usually we end off some the show with a quick rapid fire things. Last time I did it, I totally messed it up. So what should we end off with, producer Job?
From my side.
Yeah, what should what should everybody
What's
end it off with?
What's the theme of our sign off?
Oh, of our sign off.
Yeah.
Do you see the glass
half December empty? Boss.
Or do you see it half full?
Right now I don't see the glass half empty or half full. All I see is a lot of Zamalek.
I just see stop looking at the glass and just drink it already.
We gotta wrap it up after that. Sure. No one's topping that. Thank you, Shiano, for coming.
Can get better. Too much.
This is CliffCentral.com.